Hi, this is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm back today with some advice about finding job leads in a source that is so neglected and really shouldn't be. And that source, well, you'll hear about what the source is in a moment, but you know, it's so important to swim where others aren't so that you're the big fish in the pond and not just one of many. You know, just imagine yourself in a pond with millions of other fish who want to be caught. And unfortunately, that's the way most of you do it. Here, I point to a resource that you can find very easily that will help you land work or hear about more opportunities. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you do, give it 5 stars in iTunes and Stitcher. Write a quick review for it. Tell people that it was wonderful because it helps others discover the show and will help them find work. So hope you enjoy. And in the meantime, here we go. I want to talk with you about a source for job leads that I think is extremely underutilized. Now, I want to preface this by saying there's an intrinsic bias in job hunting that is propagandized by the media, it's propagandized by the government, and that's a bias toward large companies. After all, large companies are much more stable than small companies. Yeah, right. You know, yes, small companies go out of business. Yes, large companies go out of business. Yes, small companies lay off. Yes, large companies lay off. In the current economic climate, there has been no security whatsoever beyond simply the skills that a person brings. And there's no security in those two. So when all is said and done, you only have yourself to rely on. Don't be a sucker and fall for the propaganda about big companies. They do a great job marketing themselves. The media supports them in this, but they're no guarantee of your security. So in finding work, you want to find work with organizations that will value you properly, where you can learn what you need to continue to be marketable. And you know, everyone knows about the Fortune 500 or the Forbes 500 list, but one of the lists is completely underutilized and underlooked at, and under most job hunters ignore, is the Inc. 5000 list. The Inc. 5000 list are small companies in America that are going through huge growth. Now, does that mean that there's a job for you there? No, of course not. Any more than the Fortune 500 list or the Forbes 500 list guarantees you having a job there. But one of my beliefs is, if you swim with all the other fish, you know, they can pick which fish they want. If there aren't a lot of fish swimming there, you look much more prominent. And that's really one of the things you need to do, is put yourself in the position where you look like a huge fish to them with great skills. And smaller firms are really a target market for you. So don't ignore the Inc. 5000 list of small businesses. And again, do a Google search or Bing search or whichever your preferred search engine is to find this one. It is there and it's a great tool for job hunters. Once you identify a firm within your state or your locale, you can go to LinkedIn, you can do Google searches, not just to see whether they have a job for you, but who you might be connected with at these firms, who might be able to provide an introduction, provide an informational interview, to talk with you about the organization and the kind of things that they do and where you could help them. So that's today's dose of No BS Job Search Advice. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you act on it. Get your copy. Take action now. Don't procrastinate. And, by the way, obviously you can find it on the web. And if you like this, if you find it helpful, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Let me answer your questions about job search. Join now because the price is going up on September 5th. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is my site with curated information of mine and others from around the web and the ability to ask me questions about job hunting. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care.